Xena the Warrior Princess is about to lay down her breastplate. By the end of the month, the last episodes of the six-year-old series that's made in New Zealand and syndicated around the world will be seen from Kansas City to Kotka, Finland. Lucy Lawless, the sculpturesque actress who is Xena, describes the show in a way that manages to convey its best quality without getting carried away.
I always called it a goofy show for smart people.
Xena began her run as a lethally sultry raven-haired villain on the old Hercules series. One of the producers was American, Rob Tappert.
They had been pushing me to come up with a spin-off show, and so I kind of went, well, we could spin off this character, and they saw the footage and were very eager, and it was kind of, they said, well, it's going to be a tough sell to do a woman warrior as its own show, but we're game if you are.
But first, the writers converted Xena from an evil doer to a muscular do-gooder who delivers justice at the point of a sword. Sharon Delaney of Glendale, California, is head of the official Xena fan club.
The actress Lucy Lawless plays her. She brings a softness to the strength.
Lucy Lawless is a strapping presence, but has no background in stunts or stage fights. In fact, she trained as an opera singer.
My nickname at school was Unco, for uncoordinated, and I was quite proud of that and quite comfortable with it. And then I got this job by accident when somebody else pulled out and was forced by the School of Hard Knocks to learn how to start to stunt fight. And nobody knows better than I that Xena's a composite character. There's about six people who go into being Xena at least.
The show's become noted among many women who see Xena as a superhero whose powers are embellished by sheer feminine competence. But whatever the feminist and sensitive guy philosophizing, Xena succeeds by being the meanest mother on the block.
We do have a formula, which is we certainly have three fight sequences in every single episode.
I think I would like the fighting because I'm not an action-adventure person by nature, but I did, and I suppose it's a guilty pleasure, but I found myself enjoying that aspect of the show as well, which surprised me.
Xena often disarms her foes with a chakram, an old Persian weapon that looks like a fatal frisbee but returns to Xena's hand like a boomerang. Maybe that's the New Zealand touch. Xena kicks up her show-stopping legs into the faces of assorted bad guys. There are worse ways to die. Fan Sharon Delaney says,
rarely did you see blood except when it seemed they were trying to make a point.
And over the years, the action was increasingly punctuated by the personal story of Xena the Warrior Princess and her companion, Gabrielle the Poet, played by Renee O'Connor.
We are in the business of making people feel something, which is your job on a television show. So I think over time we've crafted the show, or it's taken on more emotion between the two characters in order to hopefully make it a more satisfying viewing experience.
The warrior showed the poet what a mess the world can be. The poet gave the warrior a reason to care enough to change it. Xena and Gabrielle traveled together, fought together, laughed together, and then some.
Are you sitting on the soap?
I was wondering what that was.
There were scenes of tenderness as well as cleanliness. Xena's been called a love story. Does Lucy Lawless agree?
The short answer is yes. This has always been about a tremendous friendship between two human beings, and the whole experience was a labor of love for Renee and me and the crew. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes. The simple answer is yes. Where are you going with this, Scott?
We'll get to that. There's also been a twisted history aspect to Xena. The stories are set in some imprecise, all-inclusive antiquity. The likes of Julius Caesar, Hippocrates, and Ares make guest appearances. Rob Tappert remembers.
We had some episodes a couple years ago where she questioned her way of the warrior, only to have Krishna tell her that that's the way of her life, and there's no reason she should not excel and be everything she can be to be a warrior, since that's the path she should walk in life. So,
when you say Krishna, you mean Lord Krishna.
That's right, Lord Krishna.
Now, what's he doing in Greek mythology?
Well, they happen to visit India. So we tried to touch on as many different religious, philosophical beliefs as we could, from going to China, to Japan, to India, to the Norse gods.
Xena's virtuosity in all areas encouraged those she encountered to fear gods, but trust in Xena. Sharon Delaney.
Yeah, Xena invented the kite. She invented CPR, tracheotomies. She was the one under the table pulling back Ulysses' bow. You know, that's been a large part of the fun. The humor in the show, the humor of the writers, the producers, directors, actors, plays a large part in the fun of this show.
People will ask me things about specific episodes, or they'll mention the name of an episode, and I'll go, oh, remind me what happened in that one. And I'll say, oh, it's when you were kissing Kevin Smith, or when you bit Kevin Smith's nipple. And I'm going, tell me more. You know, like, a little marker like that means nothing to me.
A little thing like biting an actor's nipple, you don't remember?
Right, I can't remember that. Or I can't. Which time was it when I gave birth to a centaur? Let me think. crucified. I've been crucified that many times.
The writers also borrowed another plot line from the New Testament. Lucy Lawless married Rob Tappert a couple of years ago. They got pregnant, in the parlance of our times. What do you do with a pregnant warrior princess?
There was no possible way that we thought we could conceal a pregnancy, so we embraced it in our storylines.
Let me gently explore what I think you've been expecting, okay? And look, YB, this show is important to people all over the world. It's been important to many women all over the world. And I'm not going to shy away from saying it's been important to lesbians all over the world.
Very brave of you.
Well, we all know that.
Hard hitting. Okay.
Do you see a special role for Xena in the kind of the hopes and the enjoyment that some people have pinned on that character?
Well, yes, I do. I do, because if you think about it, there's so little for the lesbian community to directly relate to on television, or has been in the past, that to see two women traveling along side by side that doesn't involve talking about boys the whole time. Yeah. So naturally, that would be very appealing. It seems that gay people think she's gay and straight people think she's straight.
And, says Xena Fan Club President Sharon Delaney,
that's what art is all about. That's what music, a book, whatever you get from it when you read it, that's what's important, and that's what's valuable to you. So no one can possibly deny the love between those two characters. Mm-hmm. But where they might actually be in their sexual relationship, nobody really has a clue.
Xena is closing down after 6 seasons because the producers and actors can launch the show into profitable syndication. The stars would like to take on a greater range of roles, including more face time as mothers.
I'm relieved because I'm out of energy. I'm not out of love for the show, but by golly, it's an incredible physical slog, and I've got 2 kids who need their mum. Mm-hmm. So, it seemed right, and I feel very complete about it.
There's reruns. There's people just discovering the show now to whom the reruns are going to be original.
Mm-hmm.
But I will miss their next adventure.
Lucy Lawless says she will miss the camaraderie around Xena and the care so many people have had for that character.
But I don't even look like Xena. I'm much more slight than people expect. My hair is actually sort of a mousy brown. And I would hope that I can do a lot of different roles and just so that Lucy Lawless can go on, have a very diverse career. And Xena will just exist in time as a very special, slightly subversive, very fun show.
Rob Tappert predicts that within a generation there will be a return of Xena movie.
I bet they call my wife and ask her to do a small part as the mom or as a god or as something. So she would get a cameo, but I would think that in 20 years I don't think she would want to put back on the leathers.
There has to come a time when I'm allowed to say goodbye to that character. I feel a lot of pressure from a lot of fans to play Xena forever, and I can't. You know, I just can't. Eventually it's going to be ridiculous. I'm going to be 50 years old in a leather breastplate. It'll just be tragic.
Ms. Lawless has gotten to add some operatic touches to Xena. She sang her way through one entire musical episode. And then there's Xena's war cry.
I say, ah, la, 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 very fast and very high. But singers don't treat their bodies the way that I've treated mine over the last 6 years, and aren't out in the rain and aren't yelling and shrieking and fighting. And I really feel that my voice went away for a few years, so now I'm hoping to get it back.
Miss Lawless, you've been awfully kind to speak to us, particularly so early in the morning. So
it is my very great pleasure.
Well, I'm going to press ahead with just one request, okay?
Oh.
I understand you might not want to grant it because it is so early, but do you think we could hear Zena's yell? I mean, do you ever do it for your kids?
Children, Scott. Oh, man. Feel like a sideshow freak. Hang on.
Now wait.
Just for you.
I don't want you to feel like a sideshow.
Now you've made me mad. Now I'm going to have to do it. All right.
Oh, Miss Lawless, I cannot thank you enough. I am.
You're going to ask me to sing you a song. There were worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. You remember that one?
Yes, I do now. Yes. Well, what kind of music would you like to sing, like a musical role? I mean,
you know, I know it's on Broadway at the moment, and I saw it. I loved Annie Get Your Gun since I was a child.
Oh, the girl that I marry will have to be.
That's right.
As soft and pink as a nursery.
To my proposal, wear satin and smell of cologne or something.
Anyway, right, exactly.
I would play the other role.
You know, wait. You know what song is from that? I think. Ready? Anything you can do, I can do better.
I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
Hey, yeah. That's my role.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and then the one, I can sing anything sweeter than you can. I can sing anything sweeter than you. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Yeah. Go on, Scott.
No.
Yes, I can.
She sure can, Lucy Lawless, Zena. Her last show will air all around the world by the end of June. You can find more information on Zena, the Warrior Princess, on our website at npr.org.